Welcome to a journey through Chile's history. I'm your host, Matilde Campero. In this episode, we're going to talk about the military dictatorship of the General Augusto Pinochet and the connection of this event with the book 1984 by George Orwell. We're going to have two special guests. In first place, there is David Merrill, a sociologist who graduated from the Pontificia Universidad Católica de Chile and research about people's behavior in the dictatorship and the different points of view about it. Our second guest is going to be Ali Muesca, a political scientist that studied at the University of Chile and that has dedicated her life to try to understand the military dictatorship. What do you think is the aspect of the military dictatorship of Chile that resembles the most in 1984?
In my opinion, the fact that is most shown on the book that also happened on the Chilean dictatorship is the fact that the people disappeared pretty easily. As you can see during the book, friends of Winston, like Sime for example, disappeared, leaving absolutely no trace. They cannot be found anymore, and they disappear from society completely. This is a fact that is demonstrated that happens in the Chilean dictatorship, and it's a really scary fact, as the people that disappeared left no trace at all. Their families had no knowledge of what happened to them, actually. And because of all the information we have gotten today, we in fact do know that 40,000 people disappeared, and most of them were killed, and the ones who were not killed, we know that 3,025 have yet to be discovered, and we do not know anything that happened to them. So it's a really scary fact that we do not know what happened to them, and that is something that we saw in the book as we read it. And it in fact scares me.
I believe in what David says, but I think the most relevant aspect is the repression of liberty. This is a very important aspect of the book, because in Oceania, you can't think against the government, and you can't have your own opinion and can get killed by this. In the dictatorship, something really close to this happened, and was one of the most important problems. Tons of people were tortured and killed for having a different opinion to that of the dictator. This is why I think this is the biggest correlation between the book and the dictatorship.
I certainly do believe that you can consider it a dictatorship. You can trace many correlations to a dictatorship that is in itself happening today in North Korea. The disappearance of people, both in the novel and also in North Korea, is almost commonplace. And also the censoration of information is a too grand scheme that's happening, both in the novel and in North Korea. And also the fact that before this year, they did not have internet, shows how little they can know about the world. That it's actually true, the fact that they are being fed propaganda of how the lives in other countries are bad and how they themselves are enemies. That in itself shows that both the dictatorship that is happening in the book is an actual dictatorship.
Aline, how do you think the dictatorships affect the lives of people, their lives, their happiness, etc.?
I think their happiness is definitely affected because of the oppression they receive, because they cannot be happy if they cannot express themselves.
Do you think there was more torture in 1984 than in the Chilean dictatorship?
Oh, that's really hard to say. But if I had to guess, I'd say there was more torture in 1984. As the dictatorship that happened there was longer than here in Chile. We can see how it started from before Winston being born, and it lasting until he was at least 39. So I would say it's a really long time that lasts, and a lot of possibilities of people being tortured.
Excuse me, but I have to disagree. I believe even when in 1984 there was more time, I think the torture in the dictatorship was far more crueler, as I have seen by reading the testimonies of victims in the Museo de la Memoria.
How do you think the dictatorships of Pinochet and the one from 1984 are different from each other?
That is hard to say, really. But I would say that you can see another level of control in the 1984 dictatorship. You can see how every moment of their lives is being monitored. While in itself, this is shown through the telescreens that are present throughout the book on every place of the outer party and the inner party, although they can turn it off. You can also see how people are being spied on every day of their lives. Like, you do not know who is a spy. So if you say something random on the street, you can disappear just because of saying that next to a spy, and you not knowing that he was a spy. You could also see this fact on the Chilean dictatorship. But it isn't nearly as atrocious as how monitored they were being in 1984. Also, the fact that they converted the families into also spies, as the children would work as spies. You can see how in the book Winston mentions that many times people are being. And being discovered by their children and reported to their families, them working as spies. So they turn the families against each other, and this is just another level of control on top of everything they have.
David, how long do you think the dictatorship of 1984 is going to last?
I seriously do not know. We can see how O'Brien, an inner party member that is later revealed to be an actual spy, a thought police member that was the whole time manipulating Winston, say that he was the last man, that no other person is going to rebel against the party and work on the same way that Winston did. But we can also see that Winston, he himself said that the future was of the free, not of the people that were living right now. So I can't say at all. I do not have an answer for this.
So let's talk about this together. How will we live in 1984?
That's a good one, really. I probably would live my normal life, probably get caught doing something that's suspicious, but probably I would just try to live as much as I can, try to conform with everything and live my daily life. Of course, if I had a chance to make it better, I would obviously take it, being part of rebellion or anything like that, but I'd probably just live my normal life.
Now then, who would you think you would trust if you live in 1984?
I wouldn't trust anybody, really. I would just live my daily life alone, completely. And if I find something, like, for example, Julia to Winston, I'll probably trust everything to them and just screw myself if they were a spy or a thought police member. So I wouldn't trust anybody unless they were forward with me, probably.
Thank you for your answers and for joining me today. So this has been A Journey Through Chile's History. See you next episode.